America and good morning, Australia. You're back listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business. I'm your host, Tony Lontis, and this show is the business show with a difference, where we talk to individuals with interesting business stories, and today is no different. So we are continuing our conversation with Grant Wood, and Grant is a massage therapist and body flow personal trainer. 68-year-old Grant helps others maintain and improve all aspects of healing, from injury recovery, flexibility, and range of movement to general fitness. And he doesn't believe in doing this by compromising the spine, muscles, tendons, or joints. Grant works with people over 50 to enhance their lives through targeted programs, massage, reflexology, and dental flowing exercises designed to keep his clients happy and healthy. He uses the concept of being totally present with breath, body, and spirit, as well as emotional connection. So today I thought we would explore Grant's knowledge and understanding around reflexology, which he uses in particular for feet. Now, for those of you that don't know what reflexology is, it's a type of massage that involves applying different amounts of pressure to the feet, hands, or ears. And I didn't realize you could do reflexology with the ears, but there you go. It's based on a theory that these body parts are connected to certain organs and body systems. People who practice this technology are called reflexologists. So how does it work? It's based on a few different theories, and it is from ancient understanding from the Chinese and the Indians. In traditional Chinese medicine, reflexology rests on the ancient Chinese belief of qi, or vital energy. According to this belief, qi flows through each person. When a person feels stressed, their body blocks qi. This can cause an imbalance in the body that leads to an illness. Reflexology aims to keep the qi, or energy, flowing through our body by keeping it balanced and disease-free. In Chinese medicine, different body parts correspond with different pressure points across the body. Reflexologists use maps of these points in the feet, hands, and ears to determine where they should apply the pressure. They believe their touch sends energy flowing through the person's body until it reaches the area of need of healing. We know that these techniques are incredibly helpful for a wide range of people in releasing and allaying pain, stress, and blockages in the body. It's also believed that it helps with reducing high levels of pain, psychological symptoms such as stress and anxiety, and it enhances relaxation and sleep. Given that reflexology is a low-risk technique, you can be assured that anyone who does this technique will absolutely, at the very least, give you some relaxation and stress relief. So in general terms, reflexology is a gentle, subtle, but cumulative practice. So it's generally understood that one technique or one session will not be enough, and that further sessions will have the most benefit for you and your body. So, for example, one treatment every 6 weeks for 6 months is likely to have a better a better chance at healing you and your body than anything else. So we're going to continue this conversation with Grant, and we'll ask him all about his reflexology practice, and then we're going to talk on the power of magnesium. So for those people who don't know what reflexology is, can you tell me what your version of reflexology does with the feet?
It realigns the feet. It rebalances the feet, that because your feet, can you relate it to the tires and the wheels of your car? So if you've got bore tires or they're out of balance, you're going to get extra wear. So if your feet aren't grounding or moving the way that they should, it's going to create postural imbalances. And when you've got postural imbalances, that creates muscle imbalances, which can refer to different areas in your body. It might be your knees, it might be your ankles, it might be your hips, it might be your back, because the way that you're walking and the way that your posture is, so it's putting different stresses on your muscles. So it can be creating muscle imbalances, and it can affect people in different ways. Some affects their knees, some affects their ankles, some affects their hips, some affects their lower, their back, and all those things like that. So your feet are, to me, your foundation. It's the thing that has been earthed, has been grounded to the earth. And quite often with the shoes that we wear, that creates further imbalances, because it doesn't allow always the feet to move and to, that they're designed to move, and lock some certain ones up. You know, some of those high heel shoes, or some of those kind of like fancy running shoes and all that sort of stuff. But they aren't. So the closer you can get to bare feet, the better. The closer you can be to bare feet is the better, because you're kind of like, your feet can then move the way that they can. Now, a lot of people end up with kind of like foot problems is because of, over the years, of kind of like incorrect footwear there, and not being grounded enough, not being in bare feet enough, and not walking on the sand, not walking, not earthing yourself, being in connection with Mother Earth. Yeah. Which is very important, because it has a certain frequency and stuff like that. And I also combine, when I'm doing there, I play certain earth frequency music, which is 432 kilohertz and 528 kilohertz. Yeah. That's kind of like a very prominent and very important earth frequency and stuff like that. So I play a lot of that type of music when I'm doing my healing, and the people love it, because they just go into kind of like a real, like a trance, like a beautiful relaxing trance. And when they're in a state of relaxation, you can do some beautiful healing. You can go into areas where they don't feel the hurt as much as they normally would. So yeah.
I'm going to pick up on that wonderful conversation about the energy and the vibrational sounds, because that I use that sort of therapy for myself all the time. But I'm not sure if people realize that as a human being, we are energy. We are completely energy. Sure. And as energy, there is a vibration associated with that energy. And by introducing a vibrational sound or music that is at that energy level, we help our body relax and start to heal. I'm a great believer in having those different levels of music playing in the background of my life whenever I can convince my husband it's okay. If he's not in the house, I have it playing on my on the YouTube. So you can search for vibrational music and healing music just on YouTube, and have it playing on your TV or your phone or whatever in the background of whatever you're doing. I often use it as well to go to sleep, because it relaxes my mind. I tend to be an anxious person, and so I actually need something that resets my mind and calms me down and gets me off into sleep. So when you said about the vibrational music that you use in your therapies, I think it's important that we talk about some of these things. People don't know or aren't aware that you can use music as a healing or a combination with a massage or a reflexology and have really great results, because it does something to the vibration or the forces within your body that cause you to relax and get more out of a healing session. So, of course, when Grant combines those energies with reflexology, that's why he gets the results that he does. So the reflexology, according to Wikipedia, is a type of massage that involves applying different amounts of pressure to the feet, hands, or ears. I didn't know you could do the ears. And it's based on a theory that these body parts are connected to certain organs and body systems. And people who practice these techniques are called reflexologists. And so reflexology works by moving energy through different in the body, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. So it flows through the body and it's connected to various organs in your body. Yes. And you'll get the releases according to where you've got, say, blockages or imbalances happening within the body. Right. And connect, open up.
Yeah. So
and they flow down through the meridian channels of the body.
And that's moving.
Which is ancient Chinese philosophies, which I've known about that philosophy for a long time. The Chinese, Japanese, the Indian from the Ayurvedics, all that, they understand that whole dynamics of our body is a flow of beautiful energies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I like that. People and I have many, many comments there. And I had a young lady who I had yesterday. She said, I just love your massages because you do some powerful healing, but I just feel so relaxed but energized at the end of them.
Yeah.
And I just said, yeah, it's combining because I want the people in a state of relaxation so one can do some beautiful healing, get into those areas where you've got, I call them stagnant pond areas, so you can get those stagnant ponds flowing again, or where you've got areas of real tight spots, which to me, I said, they are rusted lock areas. They're called your trigger point areas and stuff like that. So people have them to various degrees. So you get, so there's certain points and people go, oh, and I said, well, I'm hardly touching you. So I said, that area is like a rusted lock. Or if you go into kind of like certain areas where the joints are, that's like, and they saw where the muscles attach onto the joints and the skin, that they are like stagnant pond areas. You're not getting the blood flow or the oxygen flow into those particular areas. So that has a effect on how the muscles can function or not function.
Yeah. So Grant, those areas where you describe blocks, it can either be a number of things. Like is it related to an injury, an old injury, or a tightness in a ligament, muscle, or the fascia of the body? Is that what happens, like the energy gets stopped there? Like I've got the vision of those creeks that have those the bridges across them that stop the water. Is that the way of thinking about energy being stopped in a body? So the energy should flow right through from our heads to our feet and out. And if it's blocked by energy or whatever else is going on in our body, the only way that you can unblock it is by using some sort of massage or any energy release.
Sure, to help, certainly help. And the sore spots, the people like people who are not, who where the experience is new for them, and you go and they say, oh wow, that's hurting.
Yeah,
that's hurting. That's hurting me. I said, I'll just like work to your threshold. I said that hurt. I said is like I said that's pain blocked in the body, and I said I can help. I said you can either keep that pain or I can help it flow out and the body can do its own healing, but it needs a little bit of help in releasing those blockage areas and stuff like that. So pain is pain is like blockage in the pathways of the body and stuff like that. And it can be manifested or aggravated by stresses in your life, which can be like physical, mental, emotional, and all that. So a lot of stress that are happening through kind of like emotional stresses that are happening in the body, and the body tenses up, and they hold on to those things within their body. You know, like tight shoulders, tense back, or knotted up in the tummy, on all those particular things. So. Yeah, so that can add to the issue. So it just doesn't have to be a physical injury, like a fall or a slip or being tackled or banging into someone. They create their own issues, but holding on to various emotional stresses that add to the problem.
Yeah,
and quite often more so. To more so, you can fix quite often. You can sort of deal with the actual physical aspects, but if they're still holding on to those emotional blockages or those mental blockages,
yes,
just the pain's still there.
This is an interesting conversation because another co-host and I have been talking about trauma, and this week we talked extensively about, and over the previous weeks we've talked about trauma in relation to our body. And so the idea is that when trauma sits in our body and it's unhealed, it creates a physical ailment or a disease,
sure,
some description. And so in talking about trauma, and particularly we're talking about childhood trauma and abuse, and we've been talking about the linkage between needing to deal and heal with that trauma so that our bodies and our lives are in better alignment. And in the research for that trauma piece, I come across a lot of stuff that says that our body keeps a score. So we might have suffered a trauma at some stage in our life, and we've gotten through it, gone on and carried on with life. But if we haven't actually processed and healed from that trauma, the body keeps a score. And sometimes that manifests as lower back pain. In fact, the research suggests that lots and lots of trauma resides in the lower back. And I'm just wondering, from your extensive history healing and dealing with people, is that something that you find, Grant, that people come with a...
Yes, sure.
Yeah?
Yep. Lower back and also neck, shoulder issues. A lot of people's stresses are held in their neck and their shoulders. So a lot of that is there. Lower back, neck and shoulders are big issues where a lot of emotionals are as a whole, because you naturally go, you know, like that when you brace yourself and you squeeze up. So, yeah, so that creates muscle imbalances, muscle tension.
Yes.
So therefore, when that happens, you get it's affecting the way that you walk, the way that you move and do a lot of things. It creates imbalances in the body, muscle imbalances in the body, which then affects everything that you do, and that can be accumulated of effect. And quite often us as our human nature, we quite often wait for something to happen.
Yes.
Before we do anything about it, you know, rather than, and I wait, and I relate it back, especially to guys who say, I don't need any of that sort of stuff. I just said, okay. I said, what about when you service your car? Especially you don't service your car, or do you wait until the car's broken down before you get something done? Or do you keep it regularly serviced and maintained, so to prevent these issues that can happen? And they said, yeah, so I want it going better, running better, prevent the risk of it breaking down and all that type of sort of stuff. Because you just need to talk to mechanics. They just said pretty well big percentage of their jobs are coming back through the people haven't maintained their cars properly.
Yes, yes.
They haven't done that servicing the car. So that relates back to, and I relate it back to our body, but I said our body's far more complex. So we need to be take care of our bodies even more so than your car.
Yes.
I said, we'll spend lots of money on our car, but I said, you forget about kind of like maintaining yourself. So I said, you maintain to be an asset to yourself. And I said, if you're an asset to yourself, you can be an asset to others. But I said, if you don't take care of yourself, and I said, that's nothing to do with ego. I said, you can easily run yourself down and become a liability to the others that you care for and love and everything like that. Then they have to sort of take care of you rather than sort of kind of like you taking care of yourself, which cuts down the risk. There's no 100% guarantee, but it cuts down the risk of you becoming a liability where you want to do things to yourself, simple balance of things to maintain so you're an asset, one, to yourself, and two, to the others that you care for and love and want to be around.
We, again, relating back to our my trauma show earlier in the week, we had a really big conversation about the difficulty of men allowing themselves to be vulnerable enough to deal and heal with trauma. And so I'm relating this back to exactly what you do. I know that you're passionate about men's health, and I know very much that men struggle to be vulnerable, and I would like to see a future that allows men to be vulnerable enough to heal before they get to the point where disease and injury controls their life. And so, Grant, we need to have that conversation with men that it's okay for them not to be the big, strong protector all the time, that they are able to look inside themselves and deal with whatever it is that they need to in their lives. And I'm wondering, does the work that you do through your body therapy and your feet reflexology, do you think that that allows men at a starting level to start to open up and deal and heal with the stuff that goes on in their mind? Have you seen that start to happen with men, or are you still seeing plenty of men who are closed off to that vulnerability and it's resulting in a physical ailment or injury?
A bit of both there, Tony. It's a good point. It's a bit of both. The men who get therapy from me, because they can see how I am, because I walk my talk in all aspects to the best of my ability in my therapy work and stuff like that.
Yes.
So I not only talk about it, I do it and show it in my actions, because that's what it's got to be.
Yes.
We can all talk ourselves up big time, but it's whether you are showing that talk with the actions of what you should do. So you've got to kind of walk the talk, as I say to people, and like that. And I do that with men. So it's a little bit of both. Yes, there's still an element of where guys are closed off and stuff like that. And that's kind of like a work in progress. But the ones who are open and do come to experience on what I do and share,
yes,
the transformation that happens is kind of like immense, and they'll come up and sort of say it in that as well. They just said, oh, you've just transformed my whole belief system, what I thought fitness and wellness and all that was about. And I said, yes, it's important for us to be vulnerable, and being vulnerable is not a sign of weakness. It's kind of like, to me, it's a sign of showing strength.
Yeah.
And being vulnerable. In other words, admitting that, okay, us guys need some help. Not that we aren't the ones that fix us all the time. Sometimes we need fixing, and we've got to be open to be able to be fixed. And that, and in most cases, it's emotional. Like physically, we think that we're all okay, but quite often we're not, because I again point out to sort of guys, I said, just look at the statistics.
Yeah.
Off there. I said, hospitals, over 70% of men, okay?
Yeah.
And the mental health, okay, 7 out of 10 is men.
Yeah.
Issues, okay? 7 out of 10 are men. I said, men statistically die before women because of kind of like the heavy demands they've put onto themselves, their unconscious and stuff like that. So I just said that men, we aren't as bulletproof as we think we are. I said, we need to be open and just to open our minds, open our hearts, which is a big thing, you know, to infinite possibilities that we need fixing as well, and how we deal with problems and all that. It's an ongoing issues, because you just sort of see on us how we react to things. Yeah. There's a lot of people just say, "Oh, I've let go of something," and then a point comes up and they react exactly the same way that they've always reacted. So they haven't let go, or haven't really learned to take it on board on the things that they should. So yeah, it's an ongoing process, and I think it's been open to kind of like the gentle flowing process of healing and wellness and moving and all that. That it doesn't have to be aggro and aggressive and harsh and hard. There, we've got to have that. Again, it comes down to that balance between that softness, that yin and yang. It's important. We all got to show it. But both men and women need to show that yin and yang. You know, like some women need to show a little bit more aggression sometimes. You know, just to get that balance, which is an ongoing process. So it's not always women need to be meek and mild, and you know, like all crumble under pressure. It's finding that balance. So it's a difficult one, because none of us know how we're going to react when we kind of like faced with a particular issue and things like that. So yeah, so I don't know whether that's covered your question or not, Tony.
No. Grant, do you find that it's the older generations that struggle the most with these conversations about healing and vulnerability, or is it a kind of a mix from your practice?
Mixed. Very, very mixed attitude. Yes, some of the older ones have trouble like changing their concepts, things like that. The younger ones who struggle with it are the ones who have, because of their conditioned belief system, from being taught from their fathers or uncles or whatever in their past. So that's the process. But the older ones, if they've held on and had those belief systems for so long, they become like kind of like concrete within your body. So it's kind of like harder to get rid of that concrete, you know, because it's set, you know, it's all that set. So like that, where maybe the younger ones who have that, who have been shared, been exposed to kind of like that more gentle approach, where the cement hasn't set in concrete, it can easily be flowed out a lot more easily. Yeah. Okay. So, but it's definitely mixed aspects and stuff like that. Yes. Yeah, I know personally there's a lot of guys that find me difficult to to take, but I've learned not to take it personally, where I sort of did a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And I've learned to say, well, it's not my issue, it's their issue.
Yes.
And also too, it comes down to that frequency within us. Yes. On what frequency we are operating at, whether we are operating in that beautiful frequency that's like the Mother Earth, yes, or whether you're at sort of kind of like at a different frequency where it's kind of like where it's sort of harsh and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
So different styles of music and stuff like that, whether you're open to that. But to me, like, you know, we can sort of connect with people and you can just tell straight away whether you're on the same frequency or on the same wavelength. Yeah. Like when you and I met at that meeting, okay?
Yes.
We just like straight away kind of like had that nice, beautiful frequency without even saying much to each other. Yes. We just like, you've just felt it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, just, and it's the same with when you have connection with other people and things like that. And guys like who find me, like who are not on that different frequency and stuff like that, they go, oh, like that. They kind of like just say, oh, that guy's on it from another planet. And that's good. I like to be in that other planet.
I was just going to, when you get one of those concrete guys that come to you for injury of some description, do you find it a challenge to try and get through to them in a way that will help them the most? Because it's from our perspective, that enlightened perspective, we know that shifting energy and the things that you do will really help them. Do you find it a challenge to actually get them to give you a try? Because I know when they give you a try,
yes,
it's very obvious that what you do works and they need that in their life. But getting them to give you a try, is that a challenge for you?
It is, but all my therapy sessions, because quite often when you call like in the past or you go to, you've been to some therapists and people like that, and the therapist talks, okay? Yes. Where quite often part of the therapy is to have calmness and stillness.
Yes, yes.
Just let the person be.
Yeah, yeah.
In the moment and the presence and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's a state that I like to have the people in. People like, you know, like have like that. I did it in my learning too, where you're just talking, you're trying to talk and get them the question.
Yeah.
And then I know when myself, when I have some therapy work, you just kind of like want to be, wow, you want to be in the moment, you want to be in the presence, you just want to feel what they said they're doing. So I do it mostly now with that, and the people love that, and I play the beautiful music. Yeah. And I don't know about you, Tony, I can just like tell the type of music
yes.
that I need to play for that particular yes. person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can just tell the type of music to have them in a state of relaxation.
Yes.
And then the guys who've got concrete within them,
yes.
because quite often it shows up in their and their muscles and their and their the way they hold themselves, the way they even lie and yes. everything like that. And then you just go into some various points where they've got concrete. You go into where the insertion points are, because the concrete doesn't always set in those little areas. And yes. you just like move around and you can see they try to put on a brave face, but you're moving around and they kind of like you're finding blockages and it's hurting them, you know. But
yes.
the pain, I'm not causing the pain. The pain's there, okay. The pain's there because of kind of like of various things that's happened in their life, physically, mentally, spiritually, whatever, okay? And it's there. So I just like move that around and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I have them, and I'm not talking to them. I just do it through feel and touch and all that. And they come out at the end and they go, they just go, and I said, oh, how do you feel? They said, oh, well, I can move my arms and that a lot better and anything like that. Because I had one yesterday. He's kind of like a big bodybuilder, and he's got sort of had issues from over pushing the heavy weights and stuff like that. And he come to me to do stuff, and I did some releases on him. He said, oh, I want you to work on such and such, such and such, such and such. So that's good. Yeah, I just say, yeah. Just have him down quiet. And I worked on the areas where I knew where he's going to have find other areas which he didn't even know he was going to be sore.
Yes.
Just knew. And he said, oh. And I could just like feel like that.
Yes.
And anyway, I come back and he said, oh, wow, that feels good. And he booked me 2 days later to come again to get a follow-up. He said, oh, man, I feel so good. He said, he booked in another session for me to do the same. He was kind of like a big guy, 125 kilos of kind of like big tense sort of muscles and stuff like that. And he said, yes. You're the first person that's been able to kind of like move and get into areas where I've never ever experienced before. So yeah, and I just do that through quiet, not just yakking to him. Just I had him in a state of quietness and peace and harmony, which kind of like a lot of guys find a struggle to be in that space and that presence and that stillness
yes.
position. Yeah. That state of total presence, calmness and stillness.
Yes. It's so important that we give our minds and bodies some quiet space as often as we
sure.
can, because it's in those quiet spaces that our intuition and that our body and mind can have that deeper alignment that
sure.
relaxes not only our body but our mind. Minds these days are going 10 million, like life is fast-paced.
Sure.
Don't take
that's it. Yeah.
to relax and have quiet time and allow our body and our mind to catch up and to heal, because that's that quiet space is where healing happens, isn't it, Grant?
Sure, that's it. That's the calmness and stillness, because people don't spend much time in that presence, in that present moment. They've always got to have like other people around. They've got to have kind of the radio going. They've got to have the TV going and all that type of sort of stuff. All those distractions, all those different things
yeah.
that are hitting our minds. So
yeah.
they're not in a state of kind of like calmness and peace within and things like that. So you can kind of like clear the mind of all those stuff that's coming in all around you and things like it's a very important place to be like that. And we need to watch animals because animals do that all the time. You know, they're in a state of presence and awareness of what's happening around them in relation to Mother Earth and the environment and things like that.
The other thing that I want
to with that too, I do that same with my body flow because people sort of normally arrive and they've kind of like got things happening in their lives, okay? So I spend the first few minutes of getting them totally present of where they are.
Yes.
Totally present to leave. I just say, leave those other things out there because I said they'll be still there when you get home.
Yes, they will. They will.
Just be present now. Enjoy the presence and the moment of what you're doing now. So I do some breathing stuff, just gentle that. Make sure the shoulders are all relaxed so body's in present. And then we just like go through my and I vary the type of movements that I do.
Yes.
That I just change it up all the time, but they're always like beautiful, gentle stretching movement because stretching should be done in harmony with movement.
Yes.
Absolutely. Shouldn't isolate the two.
Yeah.
So you just do that gently. So yeah, it's getting people present, and with the doing the massage, I'm into the quietness and still time. And the people all say, they say, you're the first therapist that has allowed me to be just enjoy the moment and be at peace. And I just have the calm without people talk, without being talked and being out asked questions all the time, you know. When they're down on the table, you just want to go, well. And I can just like every so often, I'll just say, how are you going? How are you feeling? Like that. And I said, oh, that's hurting now. That's hurting now. I said, I could feel that. They said, how could you tell? I could just say how the reaction to muscles. Because, again, it comes with some people think that you need to bore in. The only way the result, you've got to bore in so damn hard that you have the person white-knuckling on the road, on the table. You know, they're white-knuckling. And they tense up and you shut off the whole body meridian channels. Yeah. You work to the person's threshold. Yeah, I can do that. I've done all that training. I can go and do that too. I can have the person white knuckling on the table. But I've found like over the time of my years and like that, I've gone away from that. So you just work on where the person is at, their threshold point. Yeah, they got to feel it. They got to feel it because that's how you're going to get rid of the pain, help getting them get rid of pain so the body can do its own healing and stuff like that. So, with reflexology, again, you work, but you're face-to-face with the person.
Yes.
So you're having a beautiful conversation.
Yes.
And you just like ask gentle questions about themselves because the person needs to be made feel good about who they are.
Yes.
They need to be have their vibrations raised, their frequency sort of altered, they're about how they're feeling and sort of good. And then they open up naturally to you.
Yeah.
You just open up and then they give in their own answers to how their healing process.
Yeah.
You're not telling them what they should do because no one likes being told what they can do. They need to come up with their own resolutions, their own answers about how to solve the issue where they're at. And reflexology, that happens. You know, I have people come up and hug me and that. They've just released so much stuff like that.
Yes.
But I haven't said too much to them except ask them some simple questions about themselves or their family. Got another.
I'm so sorry, Grant. I'm not sure what's happening. I'll fix it up in the auditing. Now, before we run out of time, I wanted to touch on magnesium and why it works well in this space and why it's important. I know you are a big proponent of magnesium pools. Why are they so good for our body? What does it do and why is it so important?
Okay, good. I've got some really good information from the sources of where I get my real high-quality magnesium from my good friends, because I market it as well, quality magnesium. But Sam, I'm just going to, like, read you out from kind of like simple information I got from my beautiful information here. I don't know whether you can see that or not. Yeah, I can like that. So, yeah,
I've
got that information. And I can get that information to you as well.
Fantastic.
Okay, I'm just going to just read you out there. It's simple information rather than me just burbling on. Magnesium is the master mineral electrolyte that works to calm muscles, promote restful sleep, spark energy, metabolism, strengthen bones, and enhance the performance of all muscles, including the heart muscles. And you lose a lot under various stresses. However, it is nearly impossible to get enough magnesium supplements from tablets and powders if your needs are high, which is pretty well everybody, okay? Because they are difficult to digest, so you lose most in the digestive process and absorb through the gut wall. Transdermal magnesium, stuff that you apply to your skin, which is the biggest organ in your body, like that transdermal, via the skin works much better and faster to deliver the magnesium you need straight to the muscles and the areas where you need it.
Yeah.
Some athletes and people doing high stress jobs may need as much as 1,000 milligrams a day or more.
Okay.
However, if you're taking a 1,000 milligram tablet, you might get 20% of that.
Really?
But if your digestive system is great, okay, you might get up to 50%. But most people in their Western cultures do not have a good digestive system. So they'll be getting less than 50% absorption from your tablets or your powders. But with the beautiful oils and the lotions, you're getting the lot.
Yeah.
Through the skin. Okay. And it goes straight through the blood system, straight to where it's required. It doesn't have to go through the digestive process.
Okay.
And it's all like beautiful, high quality. So that's given it simply in a little basic little nutshell of kind of like why magnesium is so important. It's probably one of the most important minerals that we can have. You know what I mean? Yeah. And lacking it is going to create massive imbalances. Yeah. I'll read you very simply here some symptoms if you're a magnesium deficient, okay? So very simple. Persistent, stiff, sore, or cramping muscles. Uh-huh. How many people do you know, Tony, that are always in that state?
Yes.
Okay, more accidents, prone to ligament and joint injuries, slow healing processes. Osteoporosis errors is quite often because of lack of magnesium. Yeah. Persistent fatigue and washed out feeling.
Yeah.
Decreased performance and ability to maintain the training program or your work performance or whatever. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a sports person. Yeah. Increased susceptibility to infections, colds, headaches, or aches and pains.
Right.
Sleep problem issues.
Yes.
Decreased mental concentration and focus. Foggy brain, they call that. Irritability and restlessness, depression, anxiety, emotional sensitivity, and jumpiness. People that got restless legs, you know, those people like that?
Yeah.
And magnesium deficient, big time. Depression, all those sort of things. And there's another irregular heartbeats, heart issues, because magnesium is probably one of the main minerals for your heart. Yeah. When you go in for a heart, when they go in for to hospital under emergency, they give you a saline drip, which is mostly magnesium, like that. So kind of like they give you a saline drip, you know, so like that. Loss of appetite, weight loss, digestive disorders, constipation, leaky gut or irritable bowel syndromes.
Yes.
And the list goes on and on of kind of like, which are kind of like directly or indirectly related to a magnesium deficiency in the body.
Oh, it's really, really important that we get enough magnesium. And if I've always taken magnesium. I didn't realize that it was the body had the gastrointestinal tract had difficulty metabolizing magnesium. I've also got some magnesium oil that I use on my joints. So now I'm thinking I should probably be using that more often than the tablets. Yeah?
Absolutely. And I have access to a beautiful moisturizing herbal based magnesium cream.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable. I have access to that beautiful stuff, and there's about four different varieties with different herbs and essential oils in them.
I might get
you. I have access to all those beautiful stuff.
Hey, I might get you to send me a copy of that, and we'll put it up on the Radio Tony website under
great
information on the website, so that people who are listening.
Sure, that's it. It's beautiful stuff, and the people who do it, they get beautiful, and your good sources of, because it's magnesium chloride.
Yeah,
come from kind of like it's the Tibetan Highlands, and there's like an area in Denmark and all that, where underground lakes and all that. So they get really pure sources of your magnesium chloride. So you get them in flakes, and then from the flakes, they bring it down to a beautiful oil. And from there, they use that sort of oil to make the beautiful lotions and the creams and stuff like that. Yeah.
Because
and they all do that here. They only live fairly close to me, and they're beautiful people, and I know them. I know them really well, and they've got a special one too. It's called magnesium charge for people who are kind of like right into their sports or kind of like right into that. It's called magnesium charge, and I use that all the time. I combine, I make up a mixture using the magnesium charge, and magnesium lotion and the oil.
Yes.
And I blend it together with some kind of like some beautiful essential oils. And I put that on pretty well most of my clients beforehand, especially if they got a lot of aches, which most people have in some way. And I put that on, and that relaxes their muscles pretty well very quickly, combined with the beautiful earth frequency style music that I play, which I varied according to the person.
Yes.
On how they are when they come in.
Yes.
And that puts them in a state of relaxation straight away.
Oh, fantastic, Grant. We are actually just about out of time. Thank you so much. It's been a really educational, fascinating discussion today, from reflexology to magnesium and the importance it is for our body. Now, I will make sure that we put your contact details up on the website, along with where people can connect with you, including your email, so that they can grab those beautiful magnesium products from you directly. We'll put that on the website.
Yep. Or they can go online, because I'm tied up there, so they'll know that it's when they can order it online. They know the headquarters know it comes from me. Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll do that later today.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us today on Radio Tony Everyday Business. We are completely out of time, and it's been fabulous talking to you again this week. And we will be back next week, everyone, with another episode of Grant Wood and the Body Flow Technique. So over to you, TJ. That's all for now.